Kent. Kent. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge, out of Denver, Colorado. And I want you to know that last night, in my dreams, I chased down a cold. And if you can tell, I caught it. It's got me in a heck of a bind here. My voice is gravelly. I can't even tell who I am. But hopefully we'll make it through this next hour with a few throat lozenges. And I hope that you enjoy what we have to offer. I got a lot of responses from the Common Tables interview that we had, and so any and all of you who want to get a part of that, please make sure that you get into commontables.org, and you will have a chance to really expand your world. And the theme this week is to expand our world, and tonight's guest is going to be just fantastic. But before we get into that, I would like to bring to your attention that those of you who would like to purchase the Paul Revere T-shirt from last summer. It's got a fantastic logo on the front, the Paul Revere Ride logo on the back. It will create discussion everywhere you go, and it'll be a lot of fun to do that. You'll also help really keep some bills going for the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride. If you want to see a picture of it, go to www.21stcenturypaulrevereride.us, and you'll be able to see that T-shirt. And like I said, it's pretty cool. I wore mine in Washington, D.C. last weekend, and, of course, everybody pointed the cameras, and it was a lot of fun. So, again, go to my P.O. Box 207, Louisville, Colorado, 80027, and it's $15, and that includes postage paid, and it'll come to you in a priority package. And state your size, of course, and you will enjoy quite the Paul Revere T-shirt. We've got about, I don't know, 250 left, about 5 or 6 or 10 or, purchases every week. So get them while they're hot, and you'll have a lot of fun with that. Also, on Connecting the Dots, of course, you know each week we try to enlighten, illuminate, and shine the torch, if you will, on issues that affect you, the American citizens. And it also allows you to take action by getting involved. You can go to my website, frostywooldridge.com. Also, MinutemanHQ.com. Get those pencils and papers out, because our guest tonight is going to bring up some pretty good ideas, and you'll want to write them down. And for those of you who want to get involved, of course, with the immigration population debate, you have numbersusa.com. That's NUMBERSUSA.com. And please, the social contract, thesocialcontract.com, alipac.us, that's alipac.us, carryingcapacity.org out there in California, and again, fairus.org is out in Washington, D.C. And as you know, I'm doing a series, and the series is now in the 32nd week, and that series is The Next Added 100 Million Americans. I guess it's causing quite a stir, and I, of course, publish it on some liberal websites, on some libertarian websites, and conservative websites, and boy, it's really upsetting a bunch of people. In fact, it's upsetting so many people in some of my writing on the Freedom's Phoenix that we're going to have a little debate. And that Ernie Hedgecock called me today, and we're going to have some fun responding to people that something's getting under their craw. And hopefully my writing does get under your craw. Hopefully it upsets you. Hopefully it makes you think, and hopefully it really makes you connect the dots. So we're going to go to a commercial break right now, and we'll be right back with our guest on Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge. A sunny evening here in Denver, Colorado. See you on the flip side.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge. And, of course, I like to always give you my favorite or one of my favorite quotes, and that is from Captain McDonald of the Texas Rangers. And I quote, "No man in the wrong can stand up against a man in the right that keeps on a-coming," unquote. And yesterday, my brother Howard, tall in the saddle, Texan, rode into Denver, Colorado here on an airplane, not his horse this time. And it was just nice to see him, and it's really amazing. He has this big silver gold buckle on his belt, and it says Long Rider. Now, if you go to leap.cc, leap.cc, you get to see where Howard rode his horse Misty across America, and also you can go to the longridersguild.com. I think it's longridersguild.com or .org, and you can see some of the greatest horsemen and women who have traveled thousands of miles around the planet on their horses. And Howard's in there, and he's a part of that, but he came through town yesterday with his lady. And his lady has a belt buckle on her, and this is a big old round belt buckle. It must be 5-6 inches. You know how Texans are. And anyway, it says Long Rider's Woman. So anyway, it was a delight to see my brother. He and his gal are taking off, and they're in Wyoming today, and they're up there at the Pinedale, going to the Mountain Man exhibit up there, and on to, of course, Yellowstone and the Grand Tetons for a two-week trip, well-earned, and what a treat. Anyway, getting back to the show here, make sure you also go to firecoalition.com. That's firecoalition.com. And also, Again, thesocialcontract.com really will educate you, and really buy that quarterly because it is really worth your while to keep you in touch with what we're facing in this country as far as the overpopulation load. And again, I'm doing that one series, the next added 100 million Americans, and that series now in its 32nd week, and the latest one is on newswithviews.com and rinse.com and Federal Observer and Op-Ed News and all the others, mortyscabin.com. And it'll show you the quality of life and how it diminishes as we compact ourselves tighter and tighter. As an example, here in Colorado, we're going to add 6 million people to the state of Colorado, and we don't have the water now. But Texas is going to add 12 million by 2025, and California, that is already a beehive, is going to add 42 million people in the next 40 years. So we really face some great challenges, and you'll really have an illumination of those. And because they're great challenges, it requires great answers. It requires people to step up and speak out. And hopefully we're going to do that this evening, just like on the Tuesday show with the Common Tables, another approach positive. And so I'd like to just read her bio here. Katie Paig, is a first career was in nonprofit world building and managing land and species conservation organizations. Now in the fifth year of her second career, she is now a facilitator and professionally trained and certified life coach, and she's based in northern Colorado. Katie works with groups and individuals in directing their life energies toward their most deeply rooted dreams and goals with clarity, focus, ease, and grace. And I was and have been so delighted because my wife, Sandy, and Katie work together and have attended some meetings together. And, gosh, it's just really a pleasure because this lady is a woman who has tremendous personal self-confidence. She's fabulously attractive. She's her mind is so articulate, and she has such a spiritual glow to her that I've just treasured the time we've had together. We had lunch last week, and we just started getting into it, and I said, Katie, would you come on the radio show? Share this wisdom, share this light, share your enthusiasm with America. So Maine, California, Texas, Michigan, Washington, and California, and all points in between, including Florida, I'd like to introduce my guest this evening, Katie Paig. And thanks for coming on the show tonight, Katie.
Hi, Frosty. Thanks. How are you?
You know, every day is a good day if you're just smiling. I have to say, I caught, as I said earlier in the hour here, in my dreams last night, I chased down a cold, and unfortunately, I caught it. And so my voice must seem a little bit different. I'm sucking on Hall's mentholatum, and hoping my voice lasts through the. I'll let you do all the talking. How's that?
Well, you've got that nice raspy effect. You know, it's good to have that once in a while.
There you go. George Ernest Borgnine, did he have a raspy voice? I don't know. There's a couple of those old movie stars that had a raspy voice. You know, I just would love to explore with you this hour, and we'll take some phone calls in the latter part of the hour. But I love the fact that humanity in the end doesn't respond to fear, and it's an old model. Do you want to kind of illuminate the audience out there on what we're trying to and what you're trying to do, certainly as a life coach for individuals and communities and our society?
Well, it really does work on a holographic basis. In other words, what I was purporting to you over lunch the day you invited me to be on your show is that, you know, on an individual basis, we all need to have a dream to pull us forward, or else we're just going through the motions every day and not quite sure, you know, what to do next. We just take the next step as it's presented to us. And it's not nearly as fulfilling a life as it can be when we do have a dream, when we do have a vision for ourselves that pulls us out of bed in the morning, that sends us across the line that we normally wouldn't cross. It stretches us that least little bit more, that starts to form us into who we really are and what we're on the planet for. And what I was simply bringing to your attention over lunch, and what you thought was important enough to bring me on the show for, was that we really don't respond to fear anymore, and we respond more toward vision. And the reason that I was saying that we don't respond to fear anymore is fairly obvious when you turn your attention toward it, and that is that we look to fear for entertainment these days. You know, we pay $8 or $10 at the movie theater to experience fear, to experience some of the worst things that could happen to us in our lives. And I would also say that, you know, the way that we're approached by the government, and I'm not someone like you who knows a lot about politics, but the sense that I have about how we feel we're approached by the government is fear-based. And what my sense is about what's going on is that we just don't respond to it. We're too numb to fear anymore. And so I was encouraging you, Frosty, you know, and your listeners, and I'll jump in myself, too, is to find out what is the vision. What is the vision that if we add 100 million more people that we can create for ourselves? Or maybe the vision is that we, you know, want to have less people than that. But rather than coming from the worst case of what can happen, I was simply encouraging that there's another approach to it, one that a number of people, and I say particularly women, but I certainly don't limit it to that, will be more responsive to.
And, you know, as you all know, and Katie is talking about, and certainly as a life coach, you notice that when they train dolphins or when you train children, a compliment really helps them learn and grows their neural net. When you flip that fish into the dolphin's mouth, they then think, and they are thinking, they think, oh, I just did the right thing, or I did something positive, and so I want to do that again to enjoy this reward. So that works a whole lot better than if you took that dolphin and it did a great trick for you, and then all of a sudden you whacked it with a dart or whacked it with a belt or something like that. And I would imagine the same thing for children. And so that's why when we talked, I thought, oh, my gosh, it's so true. When you look at the movies out there and look at the lexicon that goes across America, do you notice that it says, don't cross the street, don't do this, don't, can't, won't, and so forth. And I remember when I was teaching third and fourth grade math and science, when they would come up and have an answer to something and it was wrong, I said, well, you know something? Can somebody help little Jamie out on this? Because she's close. He or she is close. And that way I didn't cut them down. I didn't give them a negative, and I didn't shoot a bunch of fear that they were wrong. Is that possible that we could do the same thing across the society? And is that how you really work with your clients?
Absolutely. I think positive reinforcement is one piece of the puzzle when we're talking about, you know, coming from the other direction rather than, you know, the negative side of things of what's the worst that could happen, what are all the horrors that are before us in our lifetime, you know, and how can we beat them? All the words that are, you know, kind of, well, negative and even warlike in terms of handling a challenge and looking into it and exploring it. You know, there is a shift that can go on there that can start pointing us toward what we really want rather than what we don't want.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was blessed with parents who, my dad was a man who was quiet, but he was very energetic and he did a lot of things. And he was always involved in baseball and football and basketball and sports and umpire and journalist and photographer. And the one thing he used to do with his sons, and I was his oldest, he'd put his arm around my shoulder. He'd put his hand on my shoulder. And if something I was facing out there on the sports field or whatever it was, he just said, son, you can do this. And boy, oh boy, isn't that better that my father said, son, you can do this, rather than, son, this is stupid, or you're gonna fail at this. And so I'm always forever blessed at my dad's positive approach. Katie, thank you. We're going to be right back after this commercial break. We're listening and talking to Katie Pegg back after this commercial break. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Oh, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As with everything in life, you always connect up with that which you attract. If you are a person that's really positive, more than likely, you attract positive people into your life. And if you're one of the drunks sitting on the bar stool at the local saloon, more than likely, you're going to get into a conversation with somebody that just thinks that the whole world is falling to heck in a handbasket, and there's no chance and no hope and so forth. And so that is the law of attraction. For those of you out there who haven't seen this movie, I've seen it four times. And the name of the movie is What the Bleep Do We Know? I highly recommend it because it is a movie that will show you how to look at yourself from a distance. And it was Maddie Moreland, or it was some movie star who's unable to speak. A deaf mute, I think, is what she is. Maddie Moreland or Maddie somebody. Katie, do you know which one she is? What's her name is? Katie, are you there?
Yeah, I don't remember her name, though.
Okay, well, anyway, it's Maddie somebody. And anyway, I've seen What the Bleep Do We Know four times now, and I'd like to see it every year for the rest of my life because it makes each individual person appreciate that they're a co-creator in their life. Could you kind of give an illumination on that co-creative process that really brings this positive attraction law into a being?
Well, the first thing I want to say is that many of your listeners have already seen what I consider to be the next step to the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know, and that is called The Secret. And I don't think it's a secret any longer. It's just been released in the past year, and I highly, highly recommend it for people who are interested in the law of attraction. And that just means people who are ready to look at their lives in a whole different way. I love the term co-creation. It's just one of my favorite terms, and not even mentioned in anything that I sent you or in our talk really over lunch. I'm glad to hear you bring it up, Frosty. And co-creation to me is, first of all, knowing what you want and then joining forces. And when I say joining forces, I don't just mean joining forces with other people. I mean joining forces energetically, you know, with the rest of the planet. And I use that, again, very broadly to say that we're joining forces with whatever other energy is out there that we can pull toward us. And as you're saying, you know, whatever we think, we're going to attract to us. Whatever we feel, we're going to attract more of it to us. It's just an energetic law based in physics. And the secret and what the bleep do we know is starting to really bring that into focus for us on a day-to-day basis, that, you know, if we live in fear, we're going to bring more of what we fear toward us. My mother told me that when I was about 10 years old, and it was one of the most important things she ever said to me, because I found it to be true on a daily basis. You know, whatever we fear, we attract, is what she'd say, and now I say that to my daughter. And so, you know, bringing that back home to the conversation about immigration and the 100 million people who will be coming toward us, you know, we really want to look at how we're holding that conversation, how we're looking at it, how we're addressing it, how we're speaking about it, how we're thinking about it. Because if we're living in fear of it, the worst of it, our worst imaginings of it, will come true. That's the law of physics. That's what's being provided in movies like What the Bleep Do We Know and The Secret. So I'm here as just a proponent to encourage you and your listeners to say, what's the vision that we had? We were talking over lunch, Frosty, about Martin Luther King. And, you know, one of the most important things that I think we all remember about Martin Luther King is simply that one line, "I have a dream." He didn't say, "Here's what to watch out for." He said, "I have a dream." And he was very specific about what his dream included. And I think if we look at life today, much of it is represented. Much of it has been realized. So, you know, I ask you and your listeners, what is your dream in terms of this particular issue?
That's a great question, Katie, and hopefully each and every one of us gains more enlightenment. And one of the things that I do with my series, The Next Added 100 Million Americans, is simply illuminate and appreciate from an intellectual basis, a foundation, and an experiential foundation, what it means. And then I, of course, spoke to a Rotary Club yesterday in Boulder, Colorado, and the question was, well, what can we do about this? And I started expounding on the positive things that you can do. Mm-hmm. That the United States, with its extraordinary ability to bring light and goods into the world and its creative process, could help countries, not with money, but with tractors, with farming techniques. I also talked about we need to bring to light a conference and a body of people who would find out what the carrying capacity of the United States is, as to how many people the United States can carry. And then, of course, well, we're going to come right back after this commercial break and discuss further what are the positive things we can do to enlighten Americans and all the world about what we face here in the 21st century, and that's population overload. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you in a few.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, talking with Katie Paig. Here tonight, a life coach, a financial genius, a lady of grace and style. Her other half, Mike, I know and have met and had shared breakfast with. And boy, the energy is so fabulous. And during the break, I had some connections coming over. Of course, you all know my email address, Frosty Wooldridge, frostyw@juno.com. If you have questions, please bring them forth. If you have some questions of Katie in the last half hour of our program tonight, bring them at 1-800-313-9443, and we'll have some great questions for her, and she'll give you some fantastic answers because she has all of this wisdom. And if I can add to what you said, Katie, I gave the next thing I said at the show for the Rotary, I said, we need to bring international family planning, and international family planning is a positive thing because it allows women and men to choose the number of children for their family that is makes the planet sustainable, and it makes it sustainable for future generations and all living creatures on the planet and the balance of the planet. And so as I go to the conference there at Salt Lake City at the Salt Palace on June 19th with the International Rotary, I'm going to not only bring some answers that are positive on the population challenges that we face, I'm going to invite them. to bring their noble purpose, their passion, and their ideas to the table so that we can show in the co-creative field of all energy that the secret will tell you, certainly what the bleep do we know will tell you, is that we're in charge. It's our party. It's the human party. We're all in it together, and we all have the ability to really bring greater creativity to solve the challenges here in the 21st century. Could you add to that, Katie?
What just popped up for me while you were talking about that, Frosty, is, you know, that I think our generation would agree that what we lack these days is heroes. And what we lack when we lack heroes is that vision again, the leadership of what could be, the leadership that says, here's the way I see it. Instead, what it feels like our leadership represents now is fixing something, solving problems. It's and maybe causing some problems, but
Lauren in Ohio.
Particularly solving problems. And when we're doing that, it is often because we don't have a clear enough vision. And I just love that you would invite such a large, wonderful group of people to contribute to, you know, the possibility of how things could go for us. That is where the power lies.
You know, it truly is. And again, who are my heroes? My heroes are my mom and dad, who were so kind to me, and my dad putting his hand on my shoulder and telling my brothers and myself that, son, you can do this, and that I got to be a co-creator, and that I got to go confidently forward into this world, and all my dreams have come true. And I've got more dreams to come true because I know that I'm going to do them. We have a caller, Lauren, in Ohio. Lauren, you have a question for Katie. Do we have Lauren from Ohio? Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, Lauren,
yes.
You have a question for Katie. Thanks for joining us on the show today.
More so a comment than a question. I so appreciate what you're talking about.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, though. I look at it more as, you know, I'm a Christian, more from a perspective of what the Bible says, how we shouldn't raise children, et cetera.
Yeah,
but God said be fruitful and multiply. Now, he provides, and he will provide enough for us on this planet if we will obey him. Now, I think the trap we're falling into is we're trying to solve this problem by giving out when really what we need to do is stop giving out. Why are we paying these people to come to our country? And, I mean, I'm not against immigrants. I'm, you know, French ancestry, German, black, Indian.
Sure.
I know people that are here. A lot of us came from someplace else. But I'm saying we've got a situation where we're giving them free medical care, free college, free, you know, my husband broke his finger. He couldn't get it fixed because they wanted $2,400, okay, and we didn't have it. I had my last child at home because we just can't afford all of what things have, and I mean, I used to be a drug rep. My dad's a doctor. My mom was a banker and a real estate agent and a teacher. So I came from that whole, you know, professional setting where
sure.
I believed all of these illusions that men were telling us. And what I've come down to is that God is right. And the way that the Bible tells us to raise children, we're not supposed to be depositing them in schools and institutions where they do have the hope and the creativity beat out of them, where they're actually diminished instead of in their homes learning the Word of God, learning that they can create. Jesus said, you will do everything that I've done and more.
More. I remember that quote.
Well, yeah. And the thing is, we can do it. And you are right about the law of attraction and about, I don't know if you've heard of Bruce Lipton and the biology of belief. Wow. I mean, Katie, you will dig that if you haven't taken a look at that yet. BruceLipton.com. And it's called The Biology of Belief. And he actually did it with cells and petri dishes so that it's not just you know, kind of an ethereal discussion on spirit, but it's actually the literal physical proof of exactly what you're saying. But I think we should just stop giving them money. And right there, you stop that 100 million influx. Because I'll tell you what, if they weren't coming to this country and living high on the hog, better than many Americans, we wouldn't have the problems that we have. We're bringing it on ourselves because we keep trying to take care of a situation we wouldn't have if we weren't bringing them here and giving them money.
Okay. You make some very good points, Lauren. Katie, do you have some kind of a response to that brings the light and illumination to the question?
Well, I really appreciate your orientation and where you're coming from, Lauren, and I will check out that source. It sounds fascinating. And I think what you're pointing toward largely, though, and where I'm going to zero in anyway, is you're saying what we don't want. You're saying that we don't want the immigration. You're saying that we don't want to, you know, provide for the immigrants that are coming. What is it that you do want?
Well, no. It's not that I don't want. It's that what it is welfare doesn't work. It's never worked. Socialism doesn't work. There'll never be enough for everybody if we all throw it into a pot. God said, if a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat. So we need to all be personally responsible for what it is we do. And that is a notion that has been basically taken out of our whole theory of existence. That the children are taught in school that, you know, if you don't have enough money, you go get welfare, and that you have a right to medical care and an insurance and all these things. But see, my dad was a doctor, and he took care of people that didn't have the money to take care of themselves. But the problem was, well, there's still the office bill to pay for the office space, to pay for the nurse. There were still all the bills. But so in the end, what happened was he got out of the business, and I was a drug rep. I watched doctors actually leave the medical field and go do something else because they had their wives working there, they were losing money. And so my point is we need to stop this whole notion of everything can be perfect. There's no such thing as utopia. The poor will always be with you. It's a fact. And so what happens is if we'll just face up to what is really going on, personal responsibility, there'll be some people that are responsible and some people that aren't. Pain and hunger will eventually help you to be responsible. But if we keep reaching in our pockets and saying, well, you know, they're just coming here for a better life, so, well, let's give them this money and let's give them this education and let's give them all these things, we're drawing the problem to us. And so then we run around and we need to seal the borders. We need to put troops on the borders. We need to – all the solutions that we're coming up with require more money. And so what I'm saying is stop giving them money. They won't come here. Then you won't have to pay your troops, which we're not even supposed to have a standing army in this country.
Right.
But you wouldn't have to pay troops to guard the border. You wouldn't have to pay Boeing to put up a border fence, which they're not doing.
Okay,
you see what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. Now, Katie, can you bring Lauren more of a what she could in a process of four with understanding the great frustration that she's sharing?
Well, again, what I'm seeing is that, you know, I see where you're coming from, Lauren, you know, that we all need to, you know, take responsibility and that we don't want to provide for those who are not contributing. Am I getting that right?
No, not at all. It's that since you know, like right now, there's, 6.5 billion people in the world?
6.6.
75% of them are living on, what, a buck a day? Okay,
well,
so how long can you have a bunch of guilt and pain because you've got food and they don't, or you've got a home and they don't? It doesn't serve to lift anybody up to have guilt. I call it white man's guilt because as a black woman, I don't have it. Okay? And so what it is when you leave that guilt behind and you say, you know, what we need to do is stop intruding in other people's countries. We need to stop sending our troops in 120 different countries or all over the world, taking their stuff, killing their people, inflicting our will on them, and we need to let people solve their own problems. When they know that it's their responsibility, like at the community level, to solve your own problems. You know, I have friends. They don't have enough money. They have less than I do. And so I help them. I don't have much to help with, but I help with what I can. And it's this kind of energy and attitude that actually lifts up and changes things. But when there's some top-down government of men, and see, that's the other thing with regard to the Word of God. He never gave men dominion over other men. And so what we've done is we've got this government, which is supposed to be servants of the people, and they're the ones that are controlled by the Constitution, not us. We don't get our rights from the Constitution. We get our rights on a lien able. You can't put a lien on them from God. And so the limitations in the Constitution, it's actually a body of negative law to limit the government and what it can do to its citizens, its people that have joined the group for whatever perks and benefits that they can get. But what you really have, if you look at Article 4, Section 2, you have privileges and duties. You don't have rights. And so when they start taking those away from people, they're all mad and they're saying, well, I have a right to have a gun and I have a right to do this. No, you don't, because you're signing those away. You're saying, I'm going to step down from my throne as king, as co-creator with God, and I'm going to take this lesser position as ward of the state so that I can have retirement when I'm old. Social Security, so that I can have Medicaid and Medicare, so that I can get these benefits from the group of men.
Okay.
And what I'm saying is the group of men will never be able to provide all of those things they never have been able to.
Let me just jump in here. Boy, this conversation could go on for quite a while. You are very articulate and obviously very well-versed and very intelligent about this. I thank you, and we'll take it up another time, and thank you for listening.
Yeah, I do appreciate your topic, though.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Katie, did you have any thoughts on that? I mean, she's coming from really a sharp background, has seen and so forth, and is very knowledgeable. Is there some way that we can bring this approach of the secret of the law of attraction toward what she was talking about in a positive light?
I hate to be redundant, but I will be, because I think it's what's necessary these days. There's so much going on in terms of fixing the problem and what shouldn't be done and what should be done. But again, we are lacking the vision. You know, what I would just say to Lauren is, what is it that you want? What do you want to see the world look like? And that needs to be established first, and then we can start backing into, you know, how do we get there. But I do want to emphasize one piece of scripture that Lauren was pointing to, and that is that, you know, God will provide. And we could start, you know, those who are Christian and those who have other faiths who can see that same kind of principle in action, you know, we can start there and know that, you know, we're safe. All is well, really. And to start listening to, so what is it that we want to see our world look like? What is it that we can co-create with whatever each listener calls it, God, Spirit, whatever? You know, what do we want to co-create? Because what I imagine, Frosty, is that the real magic is that here we are, you know, spiritual beings in physical body in a physical reality, and we do have the ability to work with an energetic force to create in physical reality what we want. And the way that gets created is to first be able to envision what it is, to let ourselves dream. But we get so busy solving problems and saying what shouldn't be and what should be that we easily slough off the whole opportunity, the whole of what we did when we were children, which is to dream.
Boy, that is deeply touching. And I have a similar appreciation for that law of attraction, that in the quantum field, I call it God's garden, and you place or you plant your dream, your idea, your intention into the garden of the God's garden, if you will, or the Great Spirit, or whatever you call God, and as you align your dream, whether you align your intention, whether you align your wish, or that whatever you call it, it then begins to grow, and then you're a co-creative partner. And that energy then begins to manifest itself into a solid form. I think it was Aristotle that once said, you must have an idea, say for a chair, you must have an idea before you can bring it into creation. And then once you have an idea, you work through and you create the wheel, or you create a chair, and you know what the wheel's for, and then you know what the chair's for sitting in. Whereas, of course, the other creatures wouldn't even know what a chair is for because they don't have the idea. And so with Lauren, there's no question there's a great deal of frustration there. And I work on a very emotional topic myself, because so often there's folks that just don't understand or appreciate what's coming, where they're headed, and what I've seen and so forth. And, boy, I need help myself. And to go along with what you're saying, I actually do it on a personal level every day. I don't worry about the way out there thing. I just do what I can to make my dream come through and true for my own life, and then that just expands out into the universe, hopefully. Does that
Absolutely.
Make sense?
Absolutely. And, you know, Frosty, I don't want the show to end either before I acknowledge you and all the others like Lauren who are out there and all the organizations who are out there identifying, you know, the problems that are going on in the world. There's so much appreciation that we can have for that because it helps us to see what we really want by first helping us to see what we don't want. But it's an important leap to make from what we don't want over to what we do want. And it's just amazing to me on a, a daily basis working with individuals and groups how we can avoid and deflect and move into a different problem-solving realm before we say what it is we want.
Oh, boy, I certainly agree. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to call in? Another question for Katie, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Connecting the Dots. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us here. We've got a bunch of callers right now. We're just at the end of the hour. Joe in Arkansas, could you kind of sum up your question in 30 seconds so Katie can get back a quick answer?
Yeah, okay. Well, the way you guys are talking, I wanted to tell you all about an event coming up this summer that I think you might be interested in participating in. Please look up this website, www.firethegrid.com, And this is for an event that's being promoted for July 17, 2007 by a woman named Shelley Yates from Halifax, Nova Scotia in Canada. And she had a very interesting near-death experience some years ago during which beings of light that she got in contact with in the spirit world asked her to do this event, get as many people around the world as possible on July 17, 2007, to, for 1 hour, pray for or transmit healing energy to the earth. And if enough people do this, they said it would have a very good effect on getting the earth back into alignment with the Creator's plan.
Wonder, call it Fire the Grid?
www.firethegrid.com. Please look it up.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Joe from Arkansas. We've got another caller, Ralph from Oklahoma. Ralph, you got a question in 30 seconds for Katie?
I don't understand why she's so worried about the world. This country is what I care about.
All right.
But I don't think, the RBN, cares for this worldly thing. You know, John Adams, our second president, referred to the U.S. as the new Israel.
Uh-huh.
And I can't believe that we're not worrying about this country rather than the whole world. Our act together, the rest of the world may catch on and want to follow.
I hope so. Thank you very much, Ralph. I appreciate it. We've also got Gordon in Tennessee. You've got about 30 seconds, Gordon, to come back with Katie for a question.
Yeah, it's like if people really are firm believers in the Bible and they're really Christians and they have faith in the Almighty above, they should know that someday soon that the conqueror will come and he will succeed in what he needs to do in saving the world. And he probably, his first move would be to go to the Far East and settle his people over there and then come back over here and handle the problems over here.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Gordon. Katie, as we get to the end of the hour, have you got any just some thoughts for the listeners out there that just kind of give them a personal, a private coaching session here in about 3 minutes?
Personal private coaching session in 3 minutes.
Yes. What are the main points to a great life?
How would I?
Well, laughter is the first one, right?
That's right. Laughter comes first. Well, there's a little sign that my daughter hung all around our house that says, "Thoughts become things. Choose the good ones." And that would be my first point, is that what you think about is what's going to come towards you. And on the flip side of that is what you fear is also going to come towards you. So no matter what the thought is, good or bad, you're drawing it towards you. And as a country, we're doing that as well. And culturally, we're doing that as well. So I guess my coaching advice is to be awake at the wheel and be conscious with every thought, to be the observer of your thoughts as often as possible, and to notice the flavor that they have on them, and know that you can, in a second, shift that to something that's more interesting, to something that's more positive, that's more of a vision, so that we can all step into it.
I love it, Katie. I can't wait to have lunch with you in the near future. You say hi to Mike for me. God bless. Godspeed. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Katie Pegg, and she has given you a personal coaching. And I'll tell you what, it's right on the money. Have fun. Think positively. Always look on the bright side of life, and life will shine back at you. Katie, thanks so much for joining us on Connecting the Dots, and we'll see you soon. All the best. God bless and Godspeed, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week. Frosty Wooldridge with Connecting the Dots. Bye now.